We're going to continue for a moment just with the Dvar Halacha, continuing in the Halachos concerning Birchas HaPeros, different brachos that we do for vegetables versus fruits. We've been learning in Pnine Halacha. He brings out an interesting case. He says, let's say you're growing a vegetable, or you're growing something in a plant, in a potted plant, or you're growing a potted plant. So I'm growing again, whatever it is, the particular vegetable, in a potter. Is that the right word, a potter? No. A pot. Okay, good. A planter that has dirt in it, but obviously it's not embedded in the ground. So what's the halacha? Mevarchim ha'adama. You make adama on that. Why? Limros shesharashav edom ischarim la'adama ho'il va'agadol sham hu min ha'adama b'nosaf ha'kach gam ba'atis asa yesh ha'adama. Because again, even though at the end of the day the item is not growing directly from the ground, but since there's actual earth in the planter itself, therefore halacha l'maisa, that satisfies the criteria of hadama, and one would in fact make the hadama on that type of item. However, here's what's interesting: yesh mistampnim legabe olim uperos hadama shegalu b'mayim below hadama. What happens with hydroponics? What happens if you're growing fruits and vegetables? We'll focus on vegetables now, with just water, without earth. So it's interesting. He quotes over here a fascinating machlokas shulai. Given sheshar shem inam melachlichim ba'adama, ein nachon levarich aleim ha'adama. So on one hand, there's no earth. There's no earth, right? The roots themselves aren't growing in earth. They're growing in water. So perhaps, again, that does not satisfy the criteria of ha'adama. And therefore, again, one should make a shahakol. And in fact, he calls Rishon Zalman Arbach Paskind, that with hydroponics, one would make a shahakol on such an item. So again, even though this is a species that normally grows from the ground, since this is growing in water, therefore, he make adama. Now, here's what's interesting. He quotes others, Rav Elio, the Sheva Talevi, who say, "Ulam lemaisa, holvim tzmachim sherigilim legadl ba'adama, vaf mekoram shalat tzmachim ba'aperos halalo b'tzmachim u'peros shegadlu ba'adama." Then he says something amazing. However, perhaps the other side to this is, since these are items, the species is something that normally grows from the ground. Since this is a species that normally grows from the ground, even though this particular item does not actually grow from the ground, furthermore, again, he said, very often, the origin seeds themselves are derived from plants that grow from the ground. Therefore, Berchasam ha'adama. The bracha should be ha'adama. So a fascinating machlokes regarding hydroponics. I wonder if Shlomo Zalman says that halacha l'maisa, if it doesn't grow from the ground, it can't be ha'adama. On the other hand, again, the Sheva Talib, Rav Elio, and others hold two things. Number one, who's to say that we look at the specific item? Maybe we look just at the general category. And since a potato is something that grows from the ground, even if this potato happens not to grow from the ground, maybe it still has a din potato. Compound that with the fact that often the origin seeds themselves come from the actual ground. Therefore, the second school of thought says one should go ahead and make adama. So, a fantastic machlokes. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi for the resolution. But again, a fascinating halacha. Very often, what happens in these kinds of situations is you're better off. Let's say, for example, you had a potato like this. You would just be better off going ahead and taking another item that is a vadai hadama, a certain hadama, or taking something else that is a vadai shahakol, making a bracha on that, being motzi this item directly. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, Rosh Hashem Baruch Hu Lizakol says, "Yisrael Ficha Achrem Tamas Shneamar Adonach Veitzman Sidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir."